It's called veto session. By definition, it's when the General Assembly has its chance to either reject or accept the governor's vetoes. But there'll be almost none of that. Really, there's only one bill. Governor Pat Quinn nixed allowing museums to have fewer days where Illinois residents can visit free of charge. Beyond that, though, expect legislators to spend most of the veto session revisiting issues from the past, like same-sex marriage. On May 31st, the last day of the spring session, supporters filled the gallery overlooking the House chambers, anticipating a vote to legalize same-sex marriage in Illinois. Instead, the sponsor, Chicago Democrat Greg Harris, announced in a tearful speech that he wasn't going to call it for a vote.
This is the, for me, one of the hardest nights of my life, to know the thousands of people who are watching and hoping that tomorrow they would be full citizens of this state, and to know that their legislature has decided that, well, maybe we should just wait a little bit longer before we grant full equality.
Harris said at the request of some of his fellow representatives, he was going to give them the summer to check in with their constituents. He said he would call a vote during the fall veto session. But it's unclear if that's actually going to happen or if Harris will yet again wait. Leaders of a well-funded organized campaign won't say if they've drummed up enough votes. A massive gay marriage rally is scheduled for the first day of the veto session. Then opponents are planning a protest of their own the following day. Another controversial issue outstanding from spring that may or may not come before the General Assembly: gambling. A proposal that would allow slots and horse race tracks and create five new casinos in Chicago, Rockford, Danville, Lake County, and the South Suburbs had appeared to be gaining steam then, but was also never called for a vote in the House. The sponsor of that measure, Representative Bob Rita of Blue Island, says since then, conversation about casinos has dwindled. Rita says it's time to get talks going again.
What I'd like to do is to just bring it back, the attention back on this very important issue. Make sure that we need to look at what's beneficial to the state, to the locals.
At this point, though, only a hearing is scheduled. There's no vote on the calendar. A better bet is that the General Assembly will take up legislation to regulate guns. Illinois is in the process of implementing concealed carry. Early next year, Illinois residents who've been granted a permit will, for the first time, be able to carry a gun in public. To firearm advocates' displeasure, legislators are looking to add restrictions, like banning guns anywhere alcohol is served. Other proposals that could come up would enhance penalties for breaking the new law. One that's gotten a lot of attention, it's backed by Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, would institute a mandatory minimum prison sentence if someone's caught carrying a gun illegally. Representative Mike Selesky, a Democrat from Riverside, says it helped to reduce crime in New York City. He says Illinois law is too weak now and stiffer penalties could deter gang violence.
We're not talking about low-level drug dealers here. We're talking about violent gun offenders who, some of which have committed some serious offenses that have made law enforcement's life more difficult.
If you make one little slip up, you could be potentially facing 3 years in prison.
That's National Rifle Association lobbyist Todd Vandermeide, who says the proposal could too easily ensnare someone who isn't a violent criminal, but who maybe missed a deadline for getting a gun permit. A prison watchdog group, the John Howard Association, is concerned mandatory minimums will lead to more overcrowding in the state's already jammed prisons, with the hefty price tag to boot. Already, the General Assembly could vote on a measure that would, in a sense, cost the state some $20 million plus. That's how much Archer Daniels Midland wants in tax breaks if it's to stay based in Illinois. The food processing giant announced last month that it will keep most of its employees in Decatur, but that it's looking to move its corporate headquarters to a city where it's easier for executives to catch an international flight. Chicago's in the running, but according to reports, so is Dallas, Minneapolis, and Atlanta. Illinois lawmakers are making a genuine effort to accommodate the Fortune 500 company, but there's plenty of resistance, too, including from Democratic Senator Andy Menar, whose district covers Decatur.
It is important that ADM stays in Illinois, and it is important that we make every effort to grow jobs in this state, but we can't do that in one community at the expense of another.
And then there's Governor Quinn, who says he won't even discuss the matter now.
I think we need to have a moratorium on any special legislation for tax breaks for corporations. We have to focus on pension reform.
There it is. Last, but certainly not least on the veto session agenda, what to do about Illinois' pensions. It's the issue hanging over all others. Legislators remain divided over what to do about Illinois' retirement systems, which are underfunded by $100 billion. A special 10-member legislative committee has negotiated all summer and has the outline of a plan set, but Republicans say it doesn't save enough money, while others, including at least one Democrat on the panel, say the benefit cuts are too harsh for state employees. Anticipation that legislators will use their time in Springfield to somehow get past that divide is high, but with an election coming up in March, predictions are just as heavy that it won't happen, and that the controversial issues that were outstanding in May will remain that way once veto session adjourns and lawmakers get back to campaigning. I'm Amanda Vinicky.